Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is about the events which precede the advent of the 12th Imam, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. You know, there's many signs and events which have been mentioned in the hadith regarding the manifestation and the reappearance of the 12th Imam. Some of them, of course, are not, you know, valid, or they're not reliable hadiths, let's put it that way. A lot of them are, right? This, of course, this is a subject that has to be examined and meticulously investigated in its own place. Right now, this is not the place to do that. But a lot of the hadiths are very instructive, and, you know, they teach us a lot about how how we should, you know, act and how we should be before the revolution of the 12th Imam, and, you know, what should be our the manner of living before he comes. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "There will be a people who will rise from the east to pave the way for al-Mahdi's rule." And this very instructive hadith, first of all, it alludes to the fact that, you know, the 12th Imam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, he won't come until people pave the way for his reappearance. You know, so his reappearance is not, we have a, you know, direct role in his reappearance and his coming, and because until we don't pave the way and prepare the environment and make it suitable to his reappearance, he's not going to come, because then there's no point. He could have, if you know, the situation remains the same or worse than what it was when he went into his occultation, then there would be no point in him coming once again, right? So it's up to us to, you know, pave the way and prepare it. Another important point that we can kind of gather from this beautiful hadith is that the Prophet Muhammad, he mentioned this hadith obviously when he was alive, and he said that these people who will pave the way for the Mahdi's revolution will be a people coming from the east, right? People coming from the east, meaning east to east, farther east than, you know, the Arabian Peninsula, right? So this kind of is important in the sense that the people who will be, you know, preparing the way for the Mahdi's reappearance are not only belong to a specific clan or a specific group of people, such as Arabs or even the people from the Arabian Peninsula, right? You know, they will be people who came into the fold of Islam after, the Arabs and, you know, the people who were there in the Arabian Peninsula. So, you know, the Imam's revolution, the people who play a part in it are not specific to a specific race or a specific clan or a specific area. And this is kind of echoed in another hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "The companions of Al-Qa'im, the Imam Mahdi, are 313 men from the children of non-Arabs." So this kind of alludes to the same fact. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the revolution of Imam Mahdi in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.